Hello. Hello, my name is Cassandra. Rejoining your call from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
On my phone, I got a message that said they protected my account. Let me find that. But I have a charge on my account from Affordable Cool in California. Is that this place?
Okay.
$43.85. I've never heard of this company. The charge is not legitimate.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code so I can look that up?
My zip code is six. Hang on 1 second. Sometimes I have to look it up. Six. I think it's 65807. Is that the zip code here? 65807? Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Oh, okay. Can I have your first and last name?
My first name, the way it's on my bank account, is the initial B for Beverly, K-A-Y, and the last name is Soule, S-O-U-L-E.
Okay. Can you verify that address for me, please?
The address here is 2903 South Roanoke in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay. Thank you for that information, Kay. So how can I help you today?
I want this charge taken off of my bank account. I did not order nor call, never heard of Affordable Cool in California.
Ma'am, it looked like some kind of which charge you talking about? The December, I mean February 2nd.
I think it was $43.85.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that is considered valid, ma'am, because you made a purchase on the 2nd, the same day, for $4.95.
Right.
And what was that? You got Van? Is it some face? Some kind of cream?
Yes.
Some vitamins. Was it cream?
Yes, it's cream.
Okay. Well, all of that was ordered the same day. So that's what that is, all that. I don't know. It was a bundle. But the cream was ordered with the other product where you paid $4.95. And you have two products where you paid $4.95. But the different types of one could be, I don't know if it's a face cream and an eye serum. And all of that came together. And then you have this. Is $43.85. That is another type of, look like another, some type of cream.
I only ordered it once, and they said all I had to pay was $4.95 for the shipping.
But that, the thing is, ma'am, that's just for the trial. You don't call back in the council, they're going to bill.
It's a trial, so you're saying they weren't going to bill me for it?
No, it's a trial. If you don't call back before the trial end, they're going to bill you. But you're still within your trial. You just placed his order yesterday. So I'm thinking all this was placed together. I'm thinking maybe they added this $43.85 charge. They added it, and maybe you didn't know about it. They added that item onto the other two items that you had already ordered for the $4.95. Maybe that was something they threw in there. Because it looks like you don't know anything about it. You weren't aware of that.
No, Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
Now I can cancel it, but they won't let me fully refund you. Not the full amount. And I apologize.
Okay.
Now, if it was the same day, see, the day the 3rd, if you were to call back in on the 2nd, I see you place your order on the 2nd. We are open 24 hours. If you were to call back on later on after you realize that you were being charged to $43, You could call like the same within that 24 hour, the same day or night. You know, long as you within the 24 hour, we would have refunded you. You could have canceled and got your money back. But see, now it's another day.
But see, I didn't even know. I got an alert on my phone that if you use this debit card and you didn't apply yes or no. Well, I forgot about what we just talked about, the cream. So they charged me full price is what it amounts to. Instead of just $4.95 for the freight. Okay, I'm going to let this.
So did you want to still that count for that $43.85?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to go ahead and get rid of it. And
it looks like they didn't already shipped it. And they didn't, and we don't take return. They didn't already shipped it out. So what this cancellation, what this cancellation will do is just stop you from receiving any charges in the future and any more shipments. But it can't do nothing about this one because this one already been shipped out. And we don't take returns. Yes, ma'am. Now, the only thing I can do is just stop the from any future charges and shipments.
Okay. Well, would you please do that?
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Okay. Give me a moment. Yes, ma'am. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
It's just that it involves a lot of typing, notating account, and I do apologize for that.
That's okay.
So you saying you did not order this product, it was added to your order. Is that correct?
Yes. All I did put in was $4.95 for the shipping because they said that's all you have to pay, get the first one free. And I put in the $4.95 and that was it.
Okay. All right, and I do have a cancellation number if you want to write that down.
Okay, let me grab my pen here. Okay, what is it?
It's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
663.
Uh-huh.
567.
Uh-huh.
272.
Okay, let me repeat that back, please. 663-567-272.
Yes.
And do you know today's date?
It's the 3rd.
I don't have my calendar handy.
February the 3rd.
Okay, that's good. All righty, well, I appreciate what you've done. Who knows, maybe this cream will make me beautiful, but I appreciate it that you've put a stop on the rest of them. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to tell you one more thing. I'm glad you're working that job because people are getting tired of calling up places like this and getting foreign languages. you know, such as Chinese, Japanese, Taiwanese, whatever. I could understand you perfectly, and I think that's what we need. So I hope
yes,
you
ma'am.
Don't quit.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And so is there anything
else?
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I believe that's it for now.
All right. Well, thank you for
okay.
calling Custom Support. Now, you have a great day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.